On Robinhood Radio, it's time to introduce you to someone that we have not spoken to yet on the air, and that is the GM of the Stagecoach Tavern, and that is Casey Rothstein Fitzpatrick. Casey, thanks for joining us today on Robinhood Radio.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about the Stagecoach Tavern. I mean, we're coming through and still involved in probably the wildest six-month period. If you're a retailer, if you're a restaurant, whatever business you are in, whether you're a nonprofit, first of all, how are things going? How do you feel? You know, 6 months in and still kind of looking at not an ending thing. So how things been going for you?
I guess all in all, things are going pretty well. We are keeping busy. We are providing food and hospitality for our guests in a way that I'm proud of. It feels very safe, and providing a really nice experience and opportunity for people to get out of their everyday pandemic lifestyle and just enjoy some good food and a nice environment. The Stagecoach Tavern is really just part of our hospitality operation. We also have the 30-room hotel at Racebrook Lodge and a farm where we're growing food for the restaurant. And normally we do we're busy with retreats and groups and weddings and banquets and things like that. So none of that is happening now. But our hotel and restaurant operation has been gradually increasing, and from when we reopened toward the end of June, we've been as busy as we can handle because staffing has been a challenge, logistics and infrastructure has been a challenge, reinventing all of our procedures and protocols to for things to be more remote.
Yeah, you know, it's
it safely. Yeah,
it's interesting to hear. You talk as a restaurateur. We've talked to other restaurateurs. We've talked to nonprofits, other retail businesses, and I just give tons of credit to everybody because, as operating a business as we operate here as well, we had to adapt on the fly to continue to operate and not cut our staff and things like that. And I think what we found out with most of our local businesses here in the Tri-State region is that, exactly like you said, it's a family-run operation, and you've been able to keep things together through creative thinking. And I think that creative thinking goes to exactly what you were just talking about. Even though the pandemic was on, you've managed to take the time, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you have also, on top of that, you've made improvements to the property as well during this downtime.
Sure, we have. I mean, we focus a lot of energy on our outdoor spaces, our outdoor dining areas, our outdoor lounges for hotel guests and gathering spaces. We've opened up new dining spaces along our brook. There's some beautiful tables. We call it the Brookside Dining Area, including one gazebo that's covered. It's very kind of very romantic dining setting. If anybody's interested in the Brookside Gazebo, we have a backyard area near our swimming pool, which has become our main dining area, which is all outdoors, as well as our Pine Grove porch, which is a screened-in porch, which used to be primarily for our group banquets, and now we're using it as a regular dining space. So we've made a lot of improvements to the property. We were fortunate to get considerable emergency support from the federal government, and we were able to keep staff working and also invest in the property a little bit, even as our revenue nosedived in the spring.
Yeah.
So that really did help us pull through and help us do it in a way that, you know, gave us a chance. At getting through the rest of the year.
We're speaking with Casey Rothstein Fitzpatrick, who is the GM of Stagecoach Tavern, the inn, and everything that goes along with it there. You know, you point out something really well. We had to adapt on the fly. We kept all of our employees employed because we got those payroll protection funds as well. And we were also, at the same time, able to have people recording and doing shows instead of coming into the station. through technology now, we have most of our people actually doing shows in their own home studios and then digitally sending them to us. And this goes along with what you've done. You improved not only the restaurant, but also outdoor common areas for hotel guests. And you've put new procedures into effect to make your experiences that your guests have there. You've got lots of new procedures to make it an even a better experience than possibly before.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, certainly it's a safer experience in terms of the pandemic. As a hospitality business, we have to balance, you know, that remote interaction and safety with the desire to really take care of people. And, you know, certainly a lot of people have come to expect a more personalized service. And so we've had to balance that. We've incorporated in the restaurant remote ordering, using that guests can order remotely using their phones, and the menus are online. We've really eliminated any need to pass physical objects and force. Just the only exception being when we actually bring food to the table. Otherwise, everything is handled remotely. We do come and check in on guests and offer service, but we encourage the remote ordering, and most customers have really appreciated it. We do have a handful of people who seem to really miss the old style of that personal interaction with the server. But it's a balance of safety and hospitality, and both for our customers and our staff, you know, everybody to feel safe and feel like we're doing the best we can.
You know, that's the interesting thing about it being a hospitality vendor. We here at the station, we're concerned about our employees. It's why we had to physically close 67 Main, and it still remains closed. But not only do you have customers that you have to keep safe and protect and give a nice experience to, but you then have your employees who are out there serving those customers. You also have to keep in mind to keep them safe as well.
That's right, yeah, and that's definitely a top priority for us. So, you know, the protocols we put in place and for how we see people, how we take orders, how we clear tables, and when we do that, and it takes that into account. And also on the hotel side, we've set it up so that it doesn't have to be that way, but if a customer doesn't need any in-person support, it doesn't have to happen. Like the check-in, the reservations, check-in, check-out, all that is happening, can happen completely remotely. We're always here on standby to help people out, but if they don't need it, then they can just have an independent experience. And it's, you know, a lot of the things we put in place, probably with the exception of the ordering at the restaurant, are procedures that I think we'll stick with moving forward, because I think that, you know, a lot of people are attracted to Airbnb rentals, partly because there's that sort of independent feel and experience. And I think we can find a balance of that where we're here if people need us, but the actual logistical necessities of booking a room and checking in and checking out can happen independently, and people can do that on their own. Seems to work well.
All right, we're speaking with Casey Rothstein Fitzpatrick, once again the GM at Racebrook Lodge and at the Stagecoach Tavern and the inn there. Now, I was notified, I saw your email, that you have changed one thing, and that is hospitality included model that eliminates the expectation of tipping. So let's talk just a few seconds about that before we say so long.
Yeah, that's a change that we've made, basically taking the opportunity of the pandemic and everything that was coming along with it, all the fluctuations and procedures and protocols, to do something that I've wanted to do for ages. You know, other places have tried it, and hasn't been unanimously accepted. And I just read that recently that Danny Meyer and his restaurants went back to a tipping model. But I really believe that the in this country, the tradition or the practice that we have of the sort of expectation of tipping is really unfair and just kind of inappropriate. I feel like it's not the customer's responsibility to compensate the servers, nor should the servers be dependent on the generosity of the customers or lack thereof. So we've raised the prices of our food in order to be able to pay our servers a living wage. So tipping is not obligatory. And it's not, we don't discourage it. If folks want to leave an extra tip, they can, but the expectation is not there like it is at most other restaurants in the States.
All right. And if people want to find out more information about the Stagecoach Tavern, the address is rblodge.com?
Sure. rblodge.com is our overall website for the property, and there's an easy link there to the Stagecoach Tavern, or you can go directly to stagecoachtavern.net, www.stagecoachtavern.net, to make dinner reservations or lunch. We're actually open from 1 p.m. now on Thursday through Sunday until seating people until 8:30.
All right, so from 1 until 8:30, that is Thursday through Sunday for the hours at the Stagecoach Tavern and Racebrook Lodge. Well, once again, Casey, congratulations on surviving the initial impact of this pandemic and opening up once again and providing people some light at the end of the tunnel and also a breakaway from just being stuck in their houses with some great food and some great entertainment. So keep up the good work up there.
Thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you.